I have a guest calling in with me this morning, Todd Redman. He works with the DFL in Lake County, and they have a convention coming up. So Todd is with us to talk a little bit about that. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Todd.
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. And let's just start by, do you want to just share what your role is with the local DFL and, you know, how long you've been there and what you do?
Sure. I'm the chair. The DFL is broken out into local operating units across the state. In most of greater Minnesota, that's at the county level. So each county has their own kind of leadership, you know, put in place, a chair, a vice chair, a secretary, treasurer, and outreach officer. And I'm the chair and have done so for the last 2 years.
Nice. And then obviously one way that parties get together is they have conventions. So tell us about the convention coming up, all the details and also sort of the substance of it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, the last time we spoke on the radio here was to talk about our caucuses.
Correct,
and,
yes.
You know, back in February across Lake County, we had a series of caucuses. And one of the functions of that caucus, of those caucuses, are to determine delegates to our county convention. And our convention is scheduled for tomorrow. It's at the Claire Nelson Center in Finland. Registration's at 9, and we'll convene at 10 a.m.
Wonderful. And is this for registered members of the DFL? Like, it's not just for anyone interested in politics in general, but it's for actual members. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, participating in the convention will be the delegates that were selected at caucus. It is an open meeting.
Okay.
It's typically open to the public. Anyone that would come to observe, that's fine. They can't participate, obviously, in the proceedings of the convention, but it's an open meeting for anyone to observe.
Wonderful. I think that's good to know. And then what will happen when you walk in there? I do kind of understand the delegate system, but to be honest, I sometimes feel like I don't understand it. I know people are selected to essentially represent their area, and then they to sort of determine platform priorities. Like, they hear resolutions and they decide sort of what does the DFL here want to prioritize. Is that accurate?
So at our county, that's accurate. There's three things that happen primarily at a local unit convention. One is to determine delegates that would go forward to other conventions. So we also have, you know, the 8th Congressional District has a convention, and that's in May. And so we'll be selecting delegates to go to that convention. And then the state DFL convention has its convention in June in Rochester, and we'll be selecting delegates to go to that convention. And really what that process is all about, Katya, is endorsing our candidates. So who is the DFL going to endorse, you know, get behind as our official candidate for office at all levels, from the local legislative races up to the congressional district and all the statewide offices, which are all on the ballot this year. So
So this is a big
lots
year.
Lots of endorsements to be made,
It's
kind of the grassroots beginning of that. So that's one function of our local convention. The other function is to determine our own leadership for the next 2 years, for the next biennium. So people that are interested in serving as officers or central committee members in the county unit can toss their hat into the ring if they're interested in being part of that. And so we'll select our own leadership for the next 2 years going forward. And then the resolution piece that you kind of alluded to, at our caucuses, people that have ideas, things that they think should be codified in law or policy, bring forth those ideas at caucus. If enough of their fellows agree, if any one of those resolutions that gets 60% support at our convention, we'll move forward to the other conventions. So it's a winnowing process of those resolutions. And if the idea, you know, stands up to scrutiny, it's considered and put into the platform of the state party.
Yeah, and then that's a really good description, and it brings to mind a couple more questions. How many?
Sure.
It seems like a lot of what we hear about policy always seems to come directly from the top. I think what you're saying is it actually does start at the very grassroots. How well do you think this system works of, you know, the ideas really coming from the bottom first.
Yeah, you know, if you take a look at, and it's open to the public, anyone that wants to see the, you know, the platform and the specific planks of the DFL party, I mean, it's all available at the state DFL website, minnesotadfl.org. And, I mean, it's in order to gain endorsement as support of our party, candidates have to agree in principle to, you know, the principles of that platform.
Yeah.
So I think it is borne out pretty well. We do get this idea that policy comes down from on high, but really in the DFL, there's much credence given to policy coming up from the bottom, from individual members across the state that have ideas and share values. And those are the types that we, you know, find in our candidates that we support.
Yeah. And then will these candidates be in person in Finland tomorrow, or is there someone to speak for them?
Some will be in person, and some will have surrogates there to speak for them. Some will have sent greetings by letter or email that will be kind of read aloud. It is an opportunity for candidates seeking office, office holders, dignitaries from the party to come in and meet locals. So that's always part of the fun of it as well.
Yeah. And it does sound fun, I gotta say. I'm guessing that there's a lot of just people coming together that have not met each other, and hopefully, you know, a refreshing sort of group of ideas coming out with, because candidates tend to be very positive and, you know, full of hope about the future. That's why they're candidates.
That's right. And I mean, I don't think people get into this. We've developed kind of a cynicism towards politics in this country, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that's hard to fight against. But really, I mean, people who are running for local office, they're doing it because they want to improve things, mostly. I can't
right.
say that it doesn't take a little bit of ego strength to do some of these things, but really, at its heart, they're people that care and want to improve the state of being here. So that's why they get involved.
I agree. And I do think that it's very easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and the machine, especially once you're in office. But I, you know, you go to virtually any candidate and the reason they got involved was for the public good. And so I really admire that. And now, are you allowed to share with us any, maybe you don't want to show preference, but maybe you could like give us an idea, like how many candidates are there and how many offices are, like, I know there's the Representative Stauber is up for re-election, so that's a big one. But there are
probably
other big ones too, or is that kind of the main one, the federal office?
Tom Bach, you know, if we start kind of at our local level.
Oh, right.
Tom Bach is not seeking re-election, so there'll be a contest for the third Senate district seat.
Yep.
So far, there's been a single Republican candidate and a single Democratic candidate who have filed for that office.
Okay.
And the Democrat is a gentleman named Grant Hauschild. He's a current city councilor in from Hermantown. And I believe Grant will be at our convention tomorrow, so if folks want to meet him, they could certainly come up and say hello. Our two House legislative seats here are Mary Murphy and Rob Eklund. They're both incumbents and seeking, you know, re-election. And there really haven't been any challengers from the DFL side, so our endorsement is quite likely to fall back on those two incumbents, which is usually the case.
Yeah.
At the congressional district level, there are three candidates seeking that endorsement. Probably most, you know, notably is Jennifer Schultz, the current state senator, has thrown her hat into the ring here in the last couple of weeks.
Yep. So, Yep. So those are maybe the bigger names. And then are you allowed to give us a teaser of like what are the main issues that are going to be the priorities for these candidates? Or do you want to leave it for them to say? I mean, I'm guessing there is some agreement there.
I wouldn't want to put my words in their mouth in that regard. Of course, there are a lot of kind of important bread and butter issues. The economy, we are facing a time of inflation, of course. You know, part of that has come as our economy has come back and gotten quite, you know, warmed up. So there's some really exciting numbers that have come out in terms of unemployment is at its lowest rate. Unfortunately, with the way some of the prices have gone up, even with some wage increases, people are still treading water. So certainly that's concerning. You know, there's also kind of our perennial issues up here. You know, the mining issue always seems to rise to the to the top in controversy. And, you know, it's one side trying to paint the other in a certain into a certain corner. You know, I've not met a single endorsed Democrat in the state of Minnesota that doesn't support the iron industry. There are some questions in terms of the merits of sulfide mining for other minerals in Northeast Minnesota. And I would leave that to the candidates to discuss their particular opinions on those matters.
Yeah. Yep. Fair enough. And then one final question I have, and then I'll let you go, Todd. This has been really informative.
Sure.
I'm always curious. The party is obviously something that kind of is a something that runs on its own, but there's a lot of volunteering involved too. So I'm pretty sure delegates are do people get paid? Like are officers paid? Are delegates paid? Is this all volunteer, or is there something in between?
That's a great question, because I field a lot of email, and I have to remind people oftentimes nobody makes a nickel off of any of this. There's no reimbursement and no payment for any of the positions other than at our state officer level. So at the very highest echelon, certainly there's some paid staff. Our executive director is paid and has a staff at the state level, but at the local operating unit, it's all volunteers. It's all people that, you know, share values and you know, feel strongly enough about these things that they get involved on a volunteer basis. So no, it's all volunteer.
Yeah, so that alone is enough reason for us to have a lot of respect for people who are willing to stick their neck out there and just do something that's advancing forward, something positive that you believe should happen. And so thank you, Todd, especially for being with us
welcome.
And for your belief in the democratic process.
It's always fun talking with you.
Yeah,
anytime.
You too. We'll be in touch for another time. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Katya. Well,
yep.
Have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. That was Todd Redman. He is the chair of the local DFL here in Lake County.